The Federal Energy Department this week released a report predicting average summer gas prices will jump to $2.62 a gallon, but the director of the Oil Price Information Service says $3 a gallon prices at many pumps could be the norm between the end of May and July 4th. Ben Brockwell says the main driver for the price hike is the mandated increase in ethanol to replace the gasoline additive known as MTBE.
When you take a gallon of gasoline and put 5.5% ethanol in it and take 12% MTBE out, you've got an extra 7% demand for hydrocarbon gasoline. If you look at demand growth in the U.S. even since 2000, it's only grown at a rate of 2% a year. So 7% is very significant.
Brockwell says the rising price of oil is making ethanol and other alternative fuels more attractive to consumers. He says while the price of gas will likely drop again in August, the shift away from fossil fuels is gaining momentum, both in the U.S. and in other parts of the world. Both Japan and Sweden have drastically cut their use of oil over the past decade. He predicts the shift will happen in the U.S. as well, beginning at the local level.
What I would expect to see is some community, some agriculture community, could happen in Wisconsin, take the initiative to really try to drive a move to renewable energy in terms of within these city limits, we're going to try to have renewable fuel. Somebody will provide that example that we can all follow.
Brockwell gave the keynote speech at the Wisconsin Petroleum Marketers Convention, where there were many displays advertising the new 85% ethanol fuel. Service station owners at the convention say they're ready to make the shift to alternative fuels as demand rises. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.